الحمد لله استماما لنعمته واستسلاما لعزته واستعصاما من معصيته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. All praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. I bear witness that there is no God but Him and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and His prophet. So for today's khutbah, inshallah, I wanted to talk about something that many of us do around this time of year, which is a New Year's resolution. I hope, inshallah, the new calendar year finds you in health and happiness. And as I've mentioned before, this is the khutbah that I usually like to give in January. And before I had said that, you know, that our New Year's resolution should not just be, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And I said, because that does not change who we are. As I get older, I have to add to that, that at my age, it's also nearly impossible. So I'm going to suggest that we find, in addition to things like that, more worthwhile New Year's resolutions. And I would like to think together about those by looking at the verses at the end of Surah Az-Zumar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا. And those who disbelieved, who were bent on denying the truth, will be taken in crowds toward hell. Until they reach it, its gates will be open and its keepers will ask them. So they will reach hellfire, its gates will then be opened, and its keepers will ask them, have there not come to you prophets or apostles or messengers from among yourselves who conveyed to you your sustainer's messages and warned you of the coming of this your day of judgment? And they will answer, yea, indeed, but the sentence of suffering will have fallen due upon the deniers of truth. And the point I want to take from this verse is the unbelievers will be taken in crowds to hell until they get there. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they get there, its gates will be flung open. And I want to focus on that its gates, أَبْوَابُهَا. Not one door, but many doors will be flung open. The next verse then talks about the believers. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And those who have been conscious of their sustainer, the God conscious, those who have taqwa, will be urged in crowds to paradise. And when they reach it, they will find its gates wide open, and its keepers will say to them, peace be upon you, well have you done, enter then this paradise herein to abide. And again, I want to focus on that they are taken to heaven in crowds until they get there. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And heaven also has many gates. So why does the Quran talk about hell having many gates or many doors and heaven having many gates and many doors? I believe in God knows best, because that implies that there are many ways to get in, either into hell or into heaven. So our first New Year's resolution is to do our best, inshallah, to avoid the gates of hell. And we have to keep reminding ourselves that there are many gates. And so there are many ways to get in. So how do we avoid those? Well, I urge myself and you to remember that there are two broad categories of sins. Normally, when we think about going to hell, we think about the bad deeds that we would do that would get us to hell. And that's very important. Those are the sins of commission, the bad deeds that we would commit. And so an easy example in the Quran, Surah Al-Furqan, talking about the believers and giving us a glimpse of what it takes then to get into hell. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا. That those who do not invoke or worship any gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not take the life that God has willed to be sacred except in the pursuit of justice, and they do not commit zina, fornication, or adultery, and know that whoever commits any of those will meet with a full requital. He will have his suffering doubled on the day of resurrection and will abide therein forever in shame. So, sins of commission, three straight paths to hellfire: worshipping a god other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the human life that God has made sacred, and committing sexual illicit acts of adultery or fornication, and God knows best. And the person who does that will find himself in hellfire with double the punishment to dwell therein in humiliation. So those are the sins of commission. But what we sometimes don't think of are the sins of omission. The good acts that I should have done that I omit. We perhaps think of those that, well, maybe then I missed out on some hasanat, but it's neutral. I didn't get the good points. But we have to remember that there are sins of omission that also can lead us on the day of judgment to a bad outcome. And we see that in Surah Al-Muddathir. The believers are talking to the unbelievers who are inmates of hell and asking them, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ? What is it that brought you into hellfire? They don't answer with, I did this bad, I did this bad, I did this bad. What do they say? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We were not among those who prayed, and we did not feed the poor and the needy. Right? Sins of omission. They omitted necessary good deeds. And so those, for example, would be things that we want to stress with our children. To keep the prayer, no matter what, as God makes possible for us, inshallah, that has to be a life priority. It's not just icing on top of the cake because I believe. And then if I pray, well, that's wonderful. We should have the attitude that if there is one thing I can leave to my children in this world, it is prayer. It is what will keep us on the straight path. It is the rope that will pull us up if we fall off the cliff. It is the first, it is the last, there is nothing more important. And so those would be sins of omission. So there are many doors for hell. Now the interesting thing is the Quran actually gives a number. And so we see in Surah Al-Hijr, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And for all such, talking about the sinners, behold, hell is the promised goal. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. That it has seven gates leading into it, each gate receiving its allotted share of sinners. And so we want, for our New Year's resolution, to look at ourselves and say, I want to avoid these gates. What are the gates that are a danger for me? And try to focus on that. Maybe, alhamdulillah, I say my prayers, but maybe I have another problem. Maybe I'm a backbiter. Maybe I am very envious. Maybe. And so, try to think, where do I need to fortify? Where are my weak points in the defense system? And resolution number one, inshallah, is to take that self-examination and say, which of the gates of hell am I in danger of slipping into? And try to do our best with God's guidance and grace to fortify against that. And now, I know this sounds like one of those fire and brimstone khutbas. Let's change that mood, let's turn to the gates of heaven. So we see in Surah Az-Zumar that heaven also has many gates. The Quran does not give a number. It gives a number for the gates of hell, 7. But it does not give a number for the gates of heaven. However, the Sahih Hadith does give a number. Several hadiths in Bukhari, for example, talk about the number of gates of heaven. And the Prophet ﷺ said that there are 8 gates to heaven. So, let's focus on just that symbolism, that hell has 7, but heaven has 8. That right there should give us hope. That's a statement of God's mercy. More gates to heaven than hell. And the Prophet went on to give some of the names of these gates or the qualifications. And I want to go into a little bit of detail with us here, because when you read about this, you can find the names of the gates of heaven if you search the internet and so on. But I want us to be aware where they come from. 5 of those names come from the Prophet's own words. So when you read the names, 5 of them are from the Prophet directly. The other 3 are guesses by the scholars. And you will find some difference among than those last 3. So what are the gates of heaven that the Prophet, peace be upon him, talked about? So in a strong hadith that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, مَنْ أَنْفَقَ زَوْجَيْنِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ نُودِيَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever spends double in the way of Allah, a pair, and then the pair will be in whatever act we are talking about. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ هَذَا خَيْرٌ. O servant of Allah, you have done well. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ. Whoever has been a person of prayer will be called from the gate of prayer. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجِهَادِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الْجِهَادِ. And whoever has been a person of jihad, struggling in the cause of Allah, will be called from the gate of jihad. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصِّيَامِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الرَّيَانِ. And whoever is of the people of fasting, those who fast not just Ramadan, but who do the extra fasts and the superlative fasts and the supurgatory fasts, they will be called from a special gate called Bab al-Rayyan, the gate of al-Rayyan for those who fast. And there are other hadiths that talk specifically about Bab al-Rayyan. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّدَقَةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ. And whoever is a person of charity, he will be called from the gate of charity. And so, based on this hadith, the scholars right away named 4 gates. Bab al-Salah, the door of prayer. Bab al-Jihad, the door of struggling in the cause of Allah. Bab al-Sadaqah, the door of charity. And Bab al-Rayyan, the door of fasting. Then also in Sahih al-Bukhari, in a long hadith about the intercession of the Prophet, Shafa'atul Nabi, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, intercedes on someone's behalf. And I'll just take the snippet from that hadith. فَيُقَالُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ أَدْخِلْ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ مَنْ لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Muhammad, admit those of your ummah who will not have a reckoning today. There will be no reckoning for them on this day. They have a straight path. Admit them from الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ, the rightmost door of heaven. وَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ النَّاسِ فِيمَا ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَبْوَابِ. And they also have an equal share with everyone else in all of the other gates. And so gate number 5 then is الْبَابِ الْأَيْمَنِ, for those who have lived righteously enough to earn the intercession of the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. Then what are the other 3 doors? If the Prophet said there are 8, and here the scholars have differed. Some have said Babul Hajj, and in other khutbas, inshallah, we can explore Quranic evidence for these, the door of pilgrimage, those who have done their Hajj. Babul Qadhimin al-Ghayd wal-Afina an-Nas, the door of those who hold their anger in check and forgive people when people have wronged them. We all know that it really takes a special person to be able to do that. And some have said, Babu Dhikr, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. And so, I guess I would say our second New Year's resolution is to pick our gate and try this year to be worthy of being called through that gate. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in that endeavor. Udu Allah. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. In the second part of the khutbah, I just want to focus on three offshoots after these two main resolutions, inshallah, that we can try to take for this year. One of them is a point of subtlety in the Arabic of the Quran that is just too beautiful to pass up since we're here. We notice in Surah Az-Zumar that the Quran talks about the unbelievers, they will be taken to hell in crowds or throngs. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And when they get there, its gates will be open. So I want us to focus on this phrase, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. When they get there, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Its gates will be opened. And let's contrast that to what the Quran says about the believers. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those who have been God-conscious will be taken to heaven in crowds. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. Until they get there. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ. So in one, the verse about the unbelievers, they get there. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The believers, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. So it's just an extra wow. One of them is فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, one is وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And our scholars did not miss this distinction. Right away said, wow, that's very interesting. Why would one of them have a وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا for the believers? And they said that the first one about the kafirs, the unbelievers, those who have been bent on denying the truth and died in that state, when they get to hell, at that point, its gates will be opened. Why? To imply two things. Number one, that normally its gates are closed, and to give the psychological sense that this is a prison. Right? You're not free to come and go. So its gates are closed. When they get there, open, put them in, close. And secondly, that second meaning will become apparent when we talk about the believers. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. When they get there, they say that this Arabic construction implies وَقَدْ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. Its gates will have been opened. They will get there and find the doors open. And that is what you do with honored guests that you are expecting. You are ready and waiting for them to welcome them, as they say, with open arms and open gates. And so it is to give the sense that the believers are in a state of honor and that the disbelievers will be in that state of disgrace that we have talked about. Point number two is I mentioned that in three of those gates, there is differences among the scholars in the names of the gates of heaven, since only five appear in the hadith. So some have called one of those three gates, particularly the gate of dhikr, of remembrance, they have called it instead Babu Tawbah, the gate of repentance. And I said that at the beginning, this sounded like a fire and brimstone khutbah. And I don't want to undersell the seriousness of sin. The verse that we talked about from Surah Al-Furqan, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. That whoever worships a god other than Allah, whoever takes a human life with no just cause, and whoever takes sexual license beyond that which is permitted, we said, they will meet the punishment and it will be double. But what does the next verse right after that say? So that nobody loses hope in God's mercy. Whatever you have done in the past is in the past. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدُّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Except whoever repents and believes and does righteous deeds, for them, their bad deeds will be exchanged for good ones, for hasanat. So every one of those sins will instead become a good deed. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And God is most forgiving, most merciful. And so that then is بَابُ التَّوْبَ, the door of repentance. Those who were living in one state and living in one way, and then make that conscious decision that I am going to change myself, to change my life, to become a different and better person, and that for me, I want to be called from Babu Tawbah, the door of repentance. So no matter what the past has been, focus on the future. And let us each try to pick a door and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our footsteps to that door. Lastly, for those who are particularly ambitious, I guess a bit of an inspirational story. In the hadith I told you about, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, named the doors of heaven. So when he said that, all of the companions stayed quiet, except Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma'ala min du'ya min tilka al-abwabi min darura. That whoever is called through one of these gates, they will have no needs after that. That is the victory. And then he asked, فَهَلْ يُدْعَ أَحَدٌ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ كُلِّهَا. Can anybody be called from all of these gates? Right? That now is the ambition of the real believer, the true believer, the one who has excelled. And I don't mean to imply that the rest of us, I don't have a hope of that. I hope to be called through one door, if God blesses me. So I'm not saying that we're not true believers. What I'm saying is the foremost of the believers who has done this and this and this and this. So immediately his mind isn't going to, okay, can I sneak in one door? It's, would it be possible for me to be good enough to be called through all the doors? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Na'am, wa arju an takuna minhum ya Abu Bakr. Yes, it is possible, and I hope you will be one of those, Abu Bakr. And so that is the breadth of God's mercy. And that is, I guess, my New Year's wish for myself and for you, that inshallah we avoid the gates of hell, that inshallah we find our way to one of the gates of heaven, and for the foremost among us, that inshallah they will be among the lucky, lucky, lucky that will either have the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and enter with no reckoning, or if they are reckoned, then they will be found in a glorious state such that they are called through not one door, but many doors, and have their choice of how to enter heaven in a state of bliss and honor, inshallah. اللهم اجعل القرآن شفاء لصدورنا وربيع قلوبنا ومنبع إيماننا وزكاة لنفوسنا وجلاء همنا ونور قبورنا وشفاعة لنا يوم حسابنا وبركة لنا ولأولادنا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.